Doctor.
Time now for Close Up, and in this week's edition, we're looking at politics and beauty pageants and Tibet. Now, you might have seen a documentary about the Miss Tibet pageant, which aired last month on ABC TV's Foreign Correspondent. It was a fascinating look at a rather unorthodox beauty pageant, which for 10 years had been running in the Tibetan exile capital of McLeod Ganj in Dharamsala, India. Now, since that documentary was recorded, the Miss Tibet pageant has come to an end, and we wanted to find out why that was. If you saw that documentary, you will remember Lobsang Wangyal, who was the former director of the Miss Tibet pageant, and he joins you now from Dharamsala, India. Lobsang, good evening.
Hello.
Look, just to give a bit of background to our listeners, a beauty pageant with a swimsuit contest and all, that doesn't really fit with our idea necessarily of Tibetan culture. What was your motivation in organising a Miss Tibet pageant in the first place?
Tibetan culture has evolved over the centuries. For example, Buddhism came from India. Likewise, many other aspects of Tibetan culture came from other neighbouring countries such as China, Nepal, also from the Middle East. So there isn't one Tibetan culture.
Except that not everybody in Tibetan society was on board with the idea. You asked the Tibetan Prime Minister in exile, Lobsang Sangay, to take part in the pageant, but he declined. So I guess there are, as you say, many aspects of Tibetan culture and probably many views about something like a beauty pageant.
Our former Prime Minister, Samdong Rinpoche, Lobsang Sangay's predecessor, he condemned the Tibetan Miss Tibet pageant as un-Tibetan and aping Western culture. So when we actually have a Miss Tibet pageant, there are more than 5,000 people in the audience. Now, it depends, you know, some may like it, some may not like it. And after the crowning of a Miss Tibet, some people come to me and they say, Lobsang, there are more Tibetan beautiful girls, you know, than this Miss Tibet, the winner. Then I say, like, well, why don't you bring them here? The Miss Tibet pageant is for those who like the Miss Tibet pageant or the pageantry, fashion, colors, you know, music, things like that.
Sure, and there are enough people to like it for it to run for 10 years. But after the 2011 pageant, the Miss Tibet pageant has come to an end. Why is that?
No, it has not come to an end. There are so many people dying in Tibet, you know, because they are burning themselves in protest against the Chinese rule in Tibet. They try to make everything Chinese. They try to wipe out the unique and beautiful Tibetan culture.
So what's the relationship then to the pageant? Are you not having one in 2012?
I decided, in fact, not to have this pageant because I felt it was not appropriate to have a colorful or rather say a pageant in such an atmosphere. If everything goes good and the situation gets better, I might do it around the Tibetan New Year, which will be around in February.
But those protests, those self-immolations, they were occurring in 2011 when the last pageant took place. Why the change in attitude now?
How do you say it? The number of people dying is growing, you know.
Lobsang, thanks for your time. Lobsang Wangyal, who's the organiser of the now somewhat delayed Miss Tibet pageant. Now, if you also saw that documentary, you'll remember Dolma Dremetsang. She was the first person to represent Australia in the Miss Tibet pageant. She competed in 2011 and was the first runner-up. She was in the documentary and she's now in the studio. Dolma, good evening.
Good evening.
The cause of Tibet was very much why you became involved, why you travelled from Australia to take part.
Yep.
Tell us a little about your particular journey, I mean, how you came to Australia in the first place and what you hope to achieve by going back for the pageant.
I was actually born in Tibet. I escaped from Tibet when I was 8 years old because my father decided to send me to India in Dalai Lama school to study. So I crossed the Himalaya mountain and took 29 days walking with my sisters and a few monks and nuns in 1993. And then I came to India where I study my high school in Tibetan homeschool, Missouri. Mm. And then after year 12, I was very fortunate to win a jackpot to come to Australia. And I was very excited, and I was actually a double lucky at that time. When I did the interview, there was an Australian man who asked me, do you have any brothers and sisters who like to join with you? And I was like really excited. And then my sisters and brother, they both came to Australia with me in 2005.
But the idea of an independent Tibet is still important to you?
Definitely, because my father has been a political prisoner, and he spent 6 years in jail. And first of all, I would like to say thank you to Australia. Because of Australia, I could go back to Tibet and saw my father after 14 years, which was a very emotional. And I couldn't recognize my dad, because after 14, I was a little girl when I left. And then I saw my dad, and it was like, which one is my dad? He was with my uncle, because okay. I don't have the recent portrait and lack of communication when I was back in India. So we went to Tibet, and my dad told me how he suffered under the Chinese. And my grandfather was also killed in Chinese prison. So that's why my dad became a political prisoner. So he wanted me to continue struggle. So I'll do my best as I could. I've been a small activist in Australia trying to raise the voice. And the most important thing for me is to tell my story, which there is a truth behind every yes. story I'm telling. And how my mother also passed away because of the Chinese occupation of Tibet. Because Chinese came to our village in Tibet and they told people to kill their pets to go against your religion. And my mother was a beautiful mother ever. My sister said she's the most generous and kind woman she could ever see in her life. And my mother and whole family had to kill all the puppies, the dogs, to go against your religion. My mom was pregnant at the same time with my little brother. We had to kill 6 puppies. We tried to hide them during the night and put it, like taking them far away into the mountains. But the mother of the puppy, she brought them back during the night because they loved the house. Yeah. The Chinese official, they came, and then my cousin brother killed all the dogs. And the way they killed the dogs was horrible. They hanged them up and float in the water. When my mom, next day, she wanted to fetch water, which we Tibetan, we don't have tap water, it's coming. So you go to the river, and she saw all the dead bodies of the puppies floating on the water. And that made her sick. For Tibetan, we are kind not just to human beings, but whole sentient beings. That's the idea of Buddhism, is to be kind to all sentient beings. So killing the puppy, she couldn't take that. And she became very sick. And after a couple of 6 months, she gave birth to my brother. And she's still condition of the health getting worse and worse. And then she passed away. I was just 2. Can't remember anything. But I can still feel how she felt.
Your feelings must be very deep. Why did you decide that the Miss Tibet pageant was a good way to express your political views?
Okay, in the first place, like Lobsan said, in the first place, I believed him. I thought, yes, this is the right platform that I should use to tell my story. And the person who's making the documentary, Mark, he said, well, I'm looking for a Tibetan Australian girl who could go to Miss Tibet Beauty Pageant. Mm. And I thought, yes, this is a good platform to do something for the cause of Tibet, because it's the 21st century and women should take more roles. And as a Tibetan girl, I think we should pace with the rest of the women in the world. And I worked really hard. I'm not the best looking girl ever, but I really worked hard on my body, carrying everything. And I thought, well, I'll do it. And for me, inner beauty is also very important.
If you've seen the documentary, it didn't end well. You had a confrontation with Lobsang about the judging. It was a disillusioning experience.
Shocking. Because when I was given the first runner-up, I was happy that I thought the girl from America, Ketcher, won it. And I thought, well, that's okay, Dolma. You got 2nd. You're fine. And I was like trying to show my, smiley
that
face.
That big beauty pageant smile.
And then, all of a sudden, he says, the winner of Miss Tibet 2011 is Tenzin Yankee. Well, I thought, all public is the witness. And is this a kind of game or just a joke?
What was it about the woman who came first? You didn't think that she was the most beautiful, or that she
to be
didn't
honest,
have what was
yes,
required?
She definitely looks very pretty. She's a mixed up with Tibetan and German. But to be in a beauty pageant, I don't think just looking pretty is not enough.
In a beauty, as you say.
In a beauty pageant, yes. Like Miss Tibet. I'm not talking about the general beauty pageant. Every beauty pageant has a different requirement. Since Miss Tibet, we don't have a country, and we're doing kind of like a beauty pageant.
It's impossible to take the politics out of being anything to do with Tibet, I suspect. And there is a political side to this pageant, and perhaps that's what's being dishonoured here?
Yes, definitely. Because to do something like for the cause of Tibet, what I felt as an experience, I have always been a social, like a volunteer in terms of doing something for the cause of Tibet. For example, when I was back in high school, I used to teach cultural dance, even though I was also trying to learn from my teachers, and then I teach to the schools, you know, classes and stuff. So I always took that as a leadership to promote Tibetan culture and preserve it. And even in Australia, I'm still doing it. I'm teaching Tibetan dance on Sunday to Tibetan youngsters and even their young children. So I'm doing it. But to get more support and to be a good role model, you need to have a title. Miss Tibet has given me an experience that I can never explain in words, that world is much bigger than what I thought.
But in its way to a great profile and great opportunity as well.
Yes, so. Maybe that's, well, it's God is listening and he knows the truth. Maybe for that, definitely, yes, I'm so happy that whether I lose or win, still the ABC has agreed to show it, and
indeed.
I still got, and I'm so happy for that, and thank you very much for ABC for doing that.
Well, Dolma, our pleasure. Dolma Drabetsang, who was the first runner-up, proudly so, in the 2011 Miss Tibet. Thank you, Dolma.
Thank you very much.